wonder how many of us have planks in our eyes and we don't even realize it. See, Matthew 7:1-5 says, "Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take out the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. How often do we judge others without realizing that we are doing the same thing or something worse?" Now I want us to think from the Pharisee's point of view. Let's say that you and I are today's equivalent. We're trying to live for the Lord and be obedient to His word, but we're not going to get it all right. So then how can we judge someone else who's fighting the same battle? We can lovingly correct and point them towards Christ from a place of understanding. We can teach God's word and how to obey it, but with the acknowledgement that we also struggle with sin. When we recognize the plank in our own eye and our own struggle with sin, then with the Lord's help, it can be removed. We can help lovingly